Time is 5 o'clock on this Wednesday morning.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump went 1-for-2 Tuesday in his legal cases. Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon temporarily blocking the public release of special counsel Jack Smith's final report in the classified documents case here in New York City.
A legal blow for Donald Trump. A New York appeals judge denying his request to delay his criminal sentencing set for Friday. Judge Ellen Gesmer rejecting Trump's claim that the case should be delayed because of presidential immunity.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. 30,000 residents of Los Angeles' Pacific Palisades neighborhood are under evacuation orders from a fast-moving, wind-driven wildfire. More than 13,000 homes and other structures are threatened, and California Governor Gavin Newsom says some have been destroyed. Las Vegas investigators say New Year's Day truck bomber Matthew Leivelsberger used artificial intelligence, including ChatGPT, to help plot out the attack. This is ABC News. A grisly discovery in Florida. Two people found in one of the landing gear compartments of a jetliner.
JetBlue Flight 1801 took off from New York's JFK Airport last night for a 3-hour, 21-minute trip to Fort Lauderdale. But during a post-flight inspection of the twin-engine Airbus,
the gate technician in the landing gear area noticed two males.
The dispatch audio from Broadcastify.
They are not moving in the landing gear area.
JetBlue says it's trying to determine how and why the unidentified men got into the wheel well. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Former President Carter's earthly remains
getting rid of fact checkers and liftings
arrived at the U.S. Capitol and is now lying in state in a welcoming ceremony. Incoming Senate Majority Leader John Thune hailed Carter's post-presidential life. Mr. Carter's remains, Mr. Carter's funeral in Washington, D.C. is set for this Thursday. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, partly cloudy and cool, a high of 21. Northwest winds around 5. Tonight, a few clouds and seasonably cold, a low of 6. Thursday morning sun giving way to clouds. Later, a high of 27. Thursday night, overcast skies, scattered light snow or flurries by late evening, just a dusting to a half inch possible, and a low of 18. Friday, mild for January with wicks of clouds and sun and 29. 24 Saturday, Sunday, a high of 27, and the forecast is for some snow likely most of the day Sunday, 1 to 3 inches possible. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm, and we've been as warm as 7 around midnight. We are down to 1 degree at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 8th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Let me be a little blinder. Hear the false goes about me. Let me praise a little more. Let me be when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Think a little more of others and a little less of me. Let me be a little braver when temptation bids me waver. Let me strive a little harder to be all that I should be. Let me be a little meeker with the brother that is weaker. Let me think more of my neighbor and a little less of me. Let me be when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Let me serve a little better those that I am striving for. Let me be a little meeker with the brother that is weaker. Think a little more of others and a little less of me.
We start the day in a positive way with Bobby Gentry and Glenn Campbell, Less of Me. And before that, the Gaither Vocal Band singing our national anthem. Good morning, friends. It's Wednesday, January 8th. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail, ready to keep you company after another late night of basketball. Seems like games getting later and later all the time. It interrupts my beauty sleep, but you can probably tell that. But anyway, we have some great things to tell you about today. It's cold, right? But I was thinking as I was driving to the game last night how it just did not look like January in the landscape. Grass on both sides of the road and, you know, over the hillsides that are bare. Sounds like that could change a little bit with maybe some snow coming in, especially Sunday. But we'll wait and see. We've heard that before, right? We're at a big fat zero on the Works Floor and Home Thermometer. It is time for us to start our chores. Here is the Charlie Daniels Band.
Tucker boys are cooking down in Carolina. People down in Florida can't be still when old Leonard Skinner's picking down in Jacksonville. People down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Best picking on that red guitar. So gather round, now gather round, chill and be down. Or just get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can be loud, yeah, and be proud. And you can be proud, yeah, and I'll be proud. You a rebel, cause South gon' do it again and again.
Sitting on the bay hay. He ain't good looking, but he sure can play. And there's ZZ Top, and you can't forget that old brother Will is getting soaking wet. And all the good people down in Tennessee, you're digging Barefoot Jerry and CDB. Well, gather round, chill and get down. Well, you can get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can get loud, him, be proud. Well, you can be proud, him, be proud, you rebel, cause South's gonna do it again. Yes, it is.
Ricky Skaggs on WRCO, and I don't care. It's 5:14. Hello, kids. Wednesday morning, a reminder that Christie's Card Buddies get together for a euchre tournament each Wednesday at 1 at the old Avoca School Gym. I'm going to go down and broadcast that one of these times. The winter market will be held today at the Richland Center Community Center. That will get underway today. Reminder that the winter market during the month of January is today, January 8th, and also January 22nd. And A Grace will offer Bridges, a professionally led virtual grief support group, on Wednesday from 9:30 until 11 via Zoom. There is no fee for this program. If a participant's family member was in hospice care in the past 12 months, fees for others can be lowered or waived if needed. Pre-registration is required by calling 608-327-7110 with questions or to register.
I took you home from the party and we kissed in fun. A few stolen kisses and no harm was done. Instead of stopping when we could, we went right on till suddenly we found the brakes were gone. You belong to someone else and I do too. It's just as crazy being here with you as a bad motorcycle with the devil in the seat doing 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street. I did want you now, I have no choice. It's too late to listen to the warning voice. All I hear is thunder as our two hearts beat doing 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street. Getting closer every time we meet, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. Disaster's getting closer every time we meet. Doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street.
But that'd be a warning to you. Hank Snow on WRCO. It was in our news highlights from yesterday that he made his Grand Ole Opry debut back in 1950 on January 7th. Coming up, we'll look at sports scores from last night.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
519, one is all we'll give you today, 1 degree. Girls basketball from last night. It was a win for Riverdale over Boscobel, 53-51. Mauston defeated Richland Center, 69-38. It was a victory for Ithaca over Lafarge Youth Initiative, 55-36, DeSoto 52, Seneca 35, and Kickapoo over North Crawford, 40-27. Fenimore defeated Iowa Grant, 59-38, Cuba City 64, Southwestern 19. Mineral Point beat Darlington, 58-44. Elsewhere yesterday, it was a win for Hillsboro over Nisida, 50-34 in girls basketball, and Bangor beat Wonewoc Center, 64-29. In boys basketball, North Crawford over Boscobel, 81-38, Highland, 84, and Benton, 42. It was a victory for Dodgeville over Evansville, 72-54. In double overtime, Hillsboro beat Viroqua, 56-53, the final of that boys basketball game. It was Washington over Wisconsin in women's basketball last night, 79-58, the final score. Chase Ross scored a career-high 27 as number 7 Marquette rallied from a 14-point first-half deficit to beat Georgetown last night, 74-66. In the NBA, Houston 135, Washington 112, Charlotte beat Phoenix 115-104, Dallas 118, the Lakers 97, Minnesota 104, New Orleans 97, Atlanta 124, Utah 121, Miami beat Golden State 114-98, Boston 118, and Denver 106. From the NHL, Edmonton 4-0 over Boston, Dallas 5-4 over the Rangers, and Detroit 3-2 over Ottawa, both of those in overtime, and Columbus won a shootout 4-3 over Pittsburgh. Tampa Bay 3, Carolina 2, Toronto 3-2 over Philadelphia, Minnesota 6, St. Louis 4, Winnipeg 5, Nashville 2, Calgary 3-2 over Anaheim, and Vegas beat San Jose 4-2 on the ice. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
522, 1 degree at WRCO as we head toward 21 later on. It is time to loosen up. Ouch. All right, it's time for the aerobic polka to really officially get the day started. Thank you. the Boston Pops Orchestra. That was the Pie in the Face Polka right there. 525. Whew. We need a cool-down waltz today. How about Wisconsin's own Pee-wee King with Red Stewart at the microphone?
My darling, to the Tennessee walls, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. My darling, to the Tennessee walls, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee
you. heart keeps saying you're not mine. My trouble, I know soon to another you'll be with. And that's why I'm lonely all the time.
Ray Price on the Light in the Milk House Show. We're back down to zero here at WRCO, and looks like my wallet is too. Oh well, partly cloudy and cool today, a high of 21. Later, it is zero in Richland Center at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Dairy heifers are more than a little expensive. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Join us January 20th through the 23rd in San Diego, California for the Clean Fuels Conference, featuring keynote speakers, industry expert panels, world-class networking opportunities, special events, and more. For event details, visit cleanfuelsconference.org. A market expert says higher beef prices are creating additional challenges for dairy herd expansion. Mike North with EverAg says dairy producers have been using sexed semen to get beef calves from dairy cows as cattle markets have notched record highs.
Some of these 2 and 3 day old calves bringing as much as $1,000. And so if I've got an opportunity to make $1,000 on a calf without having to feed it for a year and a half, that's a fantastic opportunity.
He tells Brownfield the beef on dairy trend has resulted in tight replacement heifer supplies and higher heifer prices.
Some animals moving in the Northwest last week, north of $4,000 an animal. That's a pretty tall price. And so now, guess what? We're seeing people starting to switch some of their breeding back to that replacement animal.
For example, in Wisconsin, USDA's report on November prices paid to farmers showed the cost of a replacement dairy animal in October of 2024 was 69% higher than October of 2023. The Michigan Department of Ag and Rural Development's director says dairy farms could be quarantined following positive high-path avian influenza milk testing results. Brownfield's Nicole Heslip has more from the Michigan Agribusiness Association winter meeting.
Michigan was one of the first states to participate in USDA's raw milk testing pilot program last month to better track highly pathogenic avian influenza. State Ag Director Tim Boring tells Brownfield.
We're moving into a position where herds are going to be quarantined in the immediate case. It's a little bit different than how we've been handling this up to this point, but they're very nuanced and kind of site-specific responses.
As part of the federal strategy, when a milk sample is confirmed positive for the virus, farms will be subject to state investigations and compliance.
We're implementing what we know today, and we're maintaining a flexible approach into the future of kind of how this continues to evolve.
Boring says he's hopeful the state will be able to achieve a disease-free status quicker because of its early participation in federal programs. In Lansing, I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
The world's largest pork supplier, Smithfield Foods, has filed for its initial public offering in the U.S. According to a release from the company, its existing shareholder, China-based WH Group, is also expected to sell shares of common stock. U.S. Senator John Bozeman will chair the U.S. Senate Ag Committee. That announcement made during Senate reorganization yesterday. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield anchor reporter based in Iowa. Tune in each day to Managing for Profit to hear expert advice from the industry's top producers and leaders to make your operation more profitable. Topics range from insurance, government programs, taxes and regulations, environmental factors, policy updates, overall risk management, and more. Unlock the potential of your farming operation with Managing for Profit each day on Brownfield.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at Compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at Compeer.com.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cattle Con is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade was quiet again Tuesday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Russell Livestock Market in Iowa, there was strong demand for weaned cattle. The USDA says supply was heavy and included several load lots of reputation offerings. Feeder supply included 64% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer, 651 to 694 pounds, brought 288 to 316.50. Feeder steer, 702 to 748 pounds, brought 277 to $294. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 660 to 688 pounds, brought 258 to 264.50. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.31 at $325.79. Select was $2.10 higher at $305.43. Estimated cattle slaughter was 126,000 head, up 24,000 on the week and up about 41,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Processors were able to move needed numbers on Tuesday without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Those ample supplies allow processors to remain in the driver's seat when it comes to the market. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which has helped keep the market supported, but domestic demand remains inconsistent. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 76 cents with a weighted average of 78.89. The Iowa Minnesota was 89 cents lower with a weighted average of 78.91, and the Western Corn Belt down 74 cents with a weighted average of 78.91. Pork values closed firm, up 57 cents at 88.40, and estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, up 76,000 on the week and up about 112,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, optimistic about this week's direct business, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade with pork values higher during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at Compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at Compeer.com.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were down modestly on profit-taking. March was a half lower at 9.97 and a quarter. May was a penny lower at 10.07 and three quarters. With an export sale to Colombia announced ahead of the open, March corn was up a quarter at 458, and May was a half higher at 465 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were higher, optimistic about this week's direct business. February live was up 37 at 195.57, and April was 50 higher at 197.77. March feeders were up 237 at 267.92. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. February lean was down 47 cents at 79.17. The April lean hog contract was 15 lower at 85.72. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Another perspective on ways agriculture can help address climate change today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action board member Tim Favory, who works for Nutrien, shares his five key takeaways from the recent UN conference on climate change.
One is related to the interconnectedness of climate issues and biodiversity and nature issues. If we're looking at these set of issues and the impacts that they might have on farms, that they should be looked at together instead of separately.
Next, says Favory, the system to incent farmers to change those practices needs to be solidified. Third, he says, ag-based interventions for climate need to be localized.
We all know that every farm is different. Every field on every farm is different from a soil perspective, water, etc. And advocating for standards and programs to really be sensitive to the differences that are at play in agriculture, that one global standard might not have the same impact on one part of the United States as it would on another part.
Fourth, says Favory, food and agriculture needs to have a loud voice in the climate change discussion. And five, keep a close watch on how climate-focused litigation could impact agriculture. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Michigan is looking at some possible dairy quarantines. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development's director says dairy farms could be quarantined following positive HPAI milk testing results. Brownfield's Nicole Heslip has more from the Michigan Agribusiness Association's winter meeting.
Michigan was one of the first states to participate in USDA's raw milk testing pilot program last month to better track highly pathogenic avian influenza. State Ag Director Tim Boring tells Brownfield.
We're moving into a position where herds are going to be quarantined in the immediate case. It's a little bit different than how we've been handling this up to this point, but they're very nuanced and kind of site-specific responses.
As part of the federal strategy, when a milk sample is confirmed positive for the virus, farms will be subject to state investigations and compliance.
We're implementing what we know today, and we're maintaining a flexible approach into the future of kind of how this continues to evolve.
Boring says he's hopeful the state will be able to achieve a disease-free status quicker because of its early participation in federal programs. In Lansing, I'm Nicole Haslup with Brownfield.
The Global Dairy Trade Index fell for a second straight trading session Tuesday. Cheese, butter, and buttermilk values rose, while powders, lactose, and anhydrous milk values fell. There were 143 winning bidders during 17 rounds Tuesday. 30,156 metric tons of dairy products were sold during Tuesday's event. Cash dairy prices were lower Tuesday except for butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down 0.75 cents at 74 cents with one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2.5 cents at 191.5, three sales recorded. Cheese barrels down 1.25 cents at 186.25 with one sale. Butter up a penny to 258 and two sales there. Non-fat dry milk down 0.5 cent to 136.5 with eight sales. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 21, northwest winds around 5. Tonight, a few clouds and seasonably cold, a low of 6 for Thursday morning sun and 27. Maybe a half inch of snow Thursday night at the top, a low of 18, and then Friday 29. Right now, they are mentioning some snow possibilities on Sunday, maybe 1 to 3 inches. Right now, a temperature of 1 at the WRCO studios today. Well, let's get it back in gear today and hit the road. This is Red Steagall.
I pulled in a roadhouse in Texas, a little place called Hamburger Dan's. I stuck me a quarter in the jukebox. I played the song of truck driving man. And the waitress, she brought me some coffee. I thanked her and I called her back again. I said that old song sure does fit me, 'cause darling, I'm a truck driving man. Pour me another cup of coffee, 'cause it is the best in the land. On the truck driving man.
All now, Johnny.
Crawled back aboard my old semi. Then, like a flash, I was gone. Got them old truck wheels a rolling. And love, I'm on my way to San Antonio. Pour me another cup of coffee, 'cause it is the best in the land. And put another quarter in the jukebox and play the song the truck driving man.
Now here's Sonny.
Close your eyes, baby. follow my heart. Call on the memories here in the dark. We'll let the magic take us away. Back to the feelings we shared when they played in the still. Precious hours we know can't survive, but love's all that matters while the past is alive. Now and for always, till time disappears, we'll hold each other whenever we in the still.
Ronnie Millsap on WRCO getting lost in the 50s. Vernon County Over 50 will be hosting the Continental Dancers of La Crosse at 2:15 today. The club is dancing at one of the last remaining ballrooms in the area. Whether you can dance or not, they have what you need. The program will be available at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua and the Ontario and Reedstown Public Libraries. For more information, call Vernon County Over 50. That number is 262-384-0082. Tony's weather is coming up as we make plans for our day and the next few days. So we'll have that for you in a little bit. Plus a check of sports scores. Lots of games last night in the area. And so we'll get those scores recapped for you as well. Badger women's loss last night in a game heard on WRCE radio. And the Marquette men's basketball team held up their number 7 ranking with a victory, and that was against Georgetown. So we'll recap those in sports a little later on.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a chilly, quiet start to the day here across the region, so be sure to grab all the winter clothing. It should be a tranquil day overall. There's a weak disturbance causing some flurries in northern Wisconsin. We'll just see a few scattered clouds from that. Another quiet day tomorrow, but a front will be moving across the northern plains into Minnesota tomorrow, causing some light snow. That should arrive here later tomorrow night and bring us a small accumulation, maybe like a half inch or a dusting, so roads could get slippery Thursday night. Things dry off again Friday and Saturday. Then another low pressure moves in from the northern plains by Sunday morning. That one does look a bit more organized and should bring widespread light snow to the region all the way across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, parts of Iowa, and northern Illinois. A couple inches certainly not out of the question. So certainly be prepared for some slow travel on Sunday. It does look cold and windy early next week. That forecast for today, partly cloudy and cool, high near 21. Northwest wind around 5, becoming westerly. Tonight, a few clouds and seasonably cold, low near 6 degrees. Tomorrow, some morning sunshine giving way to clouds later, turning milder with a high of 27. The wind south to southeast around 10. Thursday night, overcast skies, scattered light snow or flurries by late evening. Right now, it looks like just a dusting to a half inch is possible, low at 18 degrees. Friday should be mild for this time of the year with a mix of clouds and sun, high 29. Saturday looking like another quiet day with partly cloudy skies, low 10, high of 24. On Sunday, cloudy with light snow likely for most of the day. 1 to 3 inches of accumulation is possible, low 16 with a high of 27. Monday, blustery winds and colder, chance of a flurry early, high 18. Tuesday, some sun returning. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Current stats, 1 degree here at the radio studios. Yesterday's high, we got up to 25. The record high, 57 in 2003. Record low, 28 below zero in 1971. Last year's high was 33 and the low 26. Sunset will occur at 4:43 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning will be at 7:33. Northeast winds are at 2, barometer at 30.0. No precipitation today. And this morning, after a low of 0, it is 1 degree above.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
The news at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop. Also by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products. And Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Wildfires burning across the Los Angeles area. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has some of the stories.
This woman helped her 95 and 96-year-old neighbors get out. She says the last big fire in that area was in 1991.
The drought, we haven't had any rain in the mountains so dry, it'll just go in a puff.
Patients had to be evacuated from a rehab center for seniors. The winds were expected to produce gusts possibly topping 100 miles per hour in the mountains and foothills, including in areas that have not seen substantial rain since last spring.
President-elect Donald Trump remaining undeterred in his plan to expand the country's territorial footprint. On Tuesday, he said the U.S. wants the Panama Canal and Greenland and wants to change the name of the